Praise the Lord because of His saving grace. Now, I stand before you here this morning just thinking about the preparation for this sermon, the way the service went this morning, the way the songs point toward the sermon, and it all points towards God. In our recent past, Dave got up here last week and talked about those two new words he learned, being hippo happy and elephant glad, and I thought all week, I know why he is hippo happy and elephant glad, because of the joy that's in his heart through his relationship with God, through Jesus Christ, his Savior. And that's something we can all have. That's something we can all be. And the sermon topic today is going to point toward God. And Olivia came to me this morning and told me her memory verse of the day. And I said, that goes right along with the sermon topic today. So I have invited their class to come up and say their verse today for all of us. And it'll be the opening statement for the sermon today. Don't be shy. Come on up here. I will not bite. Now look at all these people. Look at all them smiling faces out there. I remember when I used to be scared to death of every one of them. But now look at them. They really want to hear what you have to say.
The Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords. The great God, mighty and awesome.
Deuteronomy 10:17.
Good job. Thank you. What a powerful scripture. When I heard Livy quote that to me this morning, I thought, boy, that goes right along with the sermon topic today. And they're talking about the awesome God that we have. Do you agree we have an awesome God here this morning? Can you look around and see how awesome our God is? How much He loves us beyond our measure. Well, so we're gonna see right here. And I'm going to put a question right to each and every one of us. Y'all ever see the, remember the commercials about cable TV, and it had these settlers there, and they were sitting there, they just settled for cable TV. Y'all see that? You know, they kind of made a mockery of them. They're just settled in. They'll settle for whatever they can get. And then he talks about how great Dish Network is, how great DirecTV is, how great satellite TV is. So I asked myself this morning, and I'm going to ask you all, are you satisfied with your relationship with God here this morning? Ask yourself that right now. Are you a settler or are you a pursuer? As we heard in Tony's song, I heard him say, God relentlessly pursues you. Do we relentlessly pursue God? Or are you a settler? Ask yourselves that as we get started here. The scripture text is going to be found in Psalm 34. We're going to read verses 1 through 6. Psalms 34, verses 1 through 6, and the key verse is going to be chapter 4, or verse 4. So if you would, in honor of Dave, if you would, those who can stand will stand for the reading of the Word of God. Psalm 34, going to read verses 1 through 6. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we again bow here before you right now, Lord. We stand here with the Word of God open before us. We ask, Lord, for your guidance through your Word. Let your Holy Spirit move upon us as only He can, Lord, to stir us deep within, to help us to realize whether we're seekers or settlers, Lord. I ask, Lord, again, you be in this sermon this morning. Bless and move on every heart that's here. And I pray, Lord, for our pastor and Tink as they travel. Just be with them and give them a relaxing, joyous time. Again, I praise you. I thank you. I ask for you to get me out of the way once again. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, key verse right there is verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Sought means to seek, to relentlessly go after. How is your relationship with the Lord today? Are you satisfied? Are you a settler, or are you seeking? Are you seeking to grow? Are you seeking to gain knowledge and wisdom from the Word of God? Are you seeking joy and peace that only He can give? As we start to look for the answers to that question, after we get into the Word here to find out whether we're a settler or a pursuer, we'll go through some scriptures here. I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. And I got a lot of scripture reading today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. You can write them down or try to keep up. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And He's telling us, this is words in red. This is direction from Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'll be the first to admit, I went through a lot of years in my life that I wasn't seeking first the kingdom of God. I was seeking first the kingdom of Jamie. I was seeking first of what we talked about in our class here this morning when Adam and Eve, they ate of the fruit which God told them not to. They became their own gods. They were seekers of themselves. They were settled on themselves. And that's where I was at. So I'm asking now this morning, are you a seeker or have you settled in? Just settled in. And you know what settled in means? I think Sean taught a class one time about being complacent, right? That's just like, okay, I don't need to do anything else. I'm saved. I can just sit here. Boy, you're missing out. You're missing out. We got more to talk about here. Here is some of the things that what God offers. And as I was meditating on that this week, what God offers, a few of the topics are what God offers is love, forgiveness, and peace. Now think about how good those things are. Do you desire love, forgiveness, and peace this morning? Don't be afraid to say yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I do. I pursue that. Have you ever felt alone? Have you ever felt unforgiven? Have you ever felt in total torment? Don't be afraid to say yes to that too. We've all been there. So, and as I was thinking about those things, and there are so many others, that's just the three key we're going to talk about this morning. But as I was looking at those things, it made me realize love, forgiveness, and peace is not something God's making me earn. Didn't God just lay that out there and said, here it is. Here it is. I can't have enough money to earn that. I can't be good enough to earn any of those things. Those are offerings from God. And as we get started on love, and remember, this is love for you. I heard it said recently, and it really spoke to my heart that nails is not what kept Jesus on the cross. Love for you, Greg.
Praise the Lord.
Love for you, Ron. And I could go around the room and name every name that's in here, but every name that's in this world this morning, love for that kept Jesus on that cross. Now, isn't that humbling?
Amen.
Don't you think for a second that that's pretty humbling? So don't you think he might be worthy of a little bit of our praise? He might be worthy of a little bit of our gumption? Or there's a word in there in the Word of God. I thought Jason Stutler made it up one day. Unction. Yeah, I thought, what? He said unction. I said, well, yeah, I looked that up. Man, that's a good word too. It gives us unction to get up out of it, quit being settlers, and start pursuing the Word of God. So do you have unction this morning? He is worthy of a bit of unction. The verses I had to support love is obviously John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's an enormous amount of love, don't you think? Sometimes we'll say that, we'll just rattle, I just rattled that off like, pfft. But to take it word for word and to realize what He meant. And to realize that that's not just a passage in the Scripture. That's a word from God to you directly this morning. To each and every one of us. To all that is in the world. To all that has ever taken a breath. That's how much love He has presented to each one of us. And then in Romans 5:8 says, but God commended His love toward us, not when we had earned it, not when we were good enough, but while we were yet sinners. We didn't even ask for His love. We didn't even want His love. We wanted Him to leave us alone. I remember going that myself. Oh, God, just leave me alone. Let me do it my way. I see how that worked out. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That's love from God, our Creator, our Heavenly Father. That's why Dave is hippo happy. Next one is forgiveness. Hebrews 10. Verse 17 says, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. I'm going to put this right out to you. Myself as an example, there is so much stuff I can remember that I wished I couldn't.
Right.
Do you have things in your past that wished would go away, that you wished, first thing you wish you never done to begin with? I keep telling the smart people with the computers how they can reboot or whatever. I wished I could reboot this. I wish I could erase a lot of that trash out of there. Oh, what is it? Spam and all that other stuff. Wish I could get that out of there and fill it with nothing but the Word of God. Nothing about the love of God. Nothing but the love of Jesus. Nothing but what lies ahead for me. But you know, the God that created every one of us, the God that loves us, the God that makes Dave hippo happy, remembers all those things no more. In Psalm 103, verse 11 and 12, it says, I better look it up. You're going to recognize it, but Psalm 103, verse 11 and 12 says, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Think about that. Verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Now think about the extent of the forgiveness that the Creator of all things done for you, He will remember your sin as though it never happened.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. That's the God that makes Dave Hippo happy. Let's talk about peace. And we hear, you know, what is peace? Think for a minute in your own mind. What is peace to you? Is that when the kids are all behaving? Yeah. I remember Debbie would say Bill, to Bill and Mandy, say, hey, you guys don't settle down. You got to put your lips on the window. Trying to find peace in the back seat. Yeah. We're talking about peace in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Says, be careful for nothing. Do you worry about things today? Do we? Don't be afraid to say yes. Don't be afraid to say yes. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. There is nothing too trivial in your life that God won't deal with, that God don't want to know about, that God wants to bring you peace. It says, verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I could just go on and on about the peace that God has put into my heart, that it is beyond understanding, the understanding of how it can be, how He could forgive me, how He could love me, but the peace that He put in here that makes me okay with the way things are.
Amen.
That helps me get through turmoil in this world. That helps me to not fear death, the physical death. To help me recognize that if things don't work out the way I think they should, He's given me a peace that He knows they're going to be better if I give in to His way. It's a peace that it passes all understanding. Do you want to pursue that today?
Amen.
Or are you just settled with the worry and the way the world's going? All this is available. Everything that I've talked about this morning is available. It's here for the taking, if you think about that.
Amen.
Love, forgiveness, and peace. Now, let's go to James, and I'm getting close to being done. James chapter 1, I'm going to read verses 19 through 25. James chapter 1, verses 19 through 25 says, Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all the filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Verse 22, key. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own hearts. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty, the word of God, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, the man shall be blessed in his deed. And that was telling me as I read that, don't be a hearer only, but be a doer. A settler is a hearer only, kicks back, sits there, relaxes. I heard the word of God. I heard it. But a doer is a call to action.
Amen.
So what's he telling us? Don't just come and hear the Word of God. Put it to practice in your everyday life. Put it to practice in your everyday life. Did I say put it in practice in your everyday life? Because we go out these doors, we can either be a settler. I'm settled. I went to church today. That's good. That's good enough. That's not what He called us to do, folks. He called us to be doers. He called us for when we go out. When we go out of here, it's not over. We didn't leave it in here. When we go out there, and you might be thinking, well, what can I do? Just live it. You know what that means? Just living it. Let Christ guide your life. Acknowledge the Creator of all things. Debbie, when she came this morning and said that verse to me, she said it in such a casual manner, like it was a matter of fact. Do we live life like God is a matter of fact, or do we like He's something in our pocket? You know, do you live life openly that God is in your life? Are you a doer or a settler this morning? And in closing, what is our call to action? And it was hit on this morning in our Sunday school class. Matthew 4:4. But He answered and said, quote, this is Jesus, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You know, He said, "It is written." And that was it referred to a text in the Old Testament, and I had it wrote down, but I misplaced it. But it referred to a text in the Old Testament when God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And that still stands true today. So that's the point of this right here, is to be a doer, is to seek God through His Word. We talked about truth in this world. There is no truth in this world. You hear about fake news all the time. It's all fake news. The Word of God is the only trustworthy source of truth in this world today. That's it. Don't think of no other way. I'll watch something. I'm as gullible as can be. Ask Rodney, he'll tell you. I'll grab an electric fence, he'll talk me into it. I'm gullible as they come. But I've got to realize, and I do realize now, that the Word of God is the only truth that there is. The only source of good is in the Word of God.
Deuteronomy,
yep. Is he the God of all your days, as Tony sang about? Is He the God of all your days? Is He the God of all your days? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that in the morning. Is He going to be my God today, or was it just Sunday? That's important, folks. That's important. Sometimes I stand up here and I think, who do I think I am? Well, I've learned to think that I'm nothing but a servant of the Lord. When you hear a sermon from up here, and Dave would echo the fact that sermon has been preached to us first, we've meditated on that. We've dug into the Word of God for that, to get confirmation, to be sure that what's in our head lines up with what God has put in our hearts. So I'm serious about this morning. And you need to be serious about this in your own personal life. Are you a settler, or are you a pursuer? And if the Lord's dealing with your heart this morning, because the opportunity lies there for you to receive love, forgiveness, and peace right here this morning through Jesus Christ. That is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus. If He's dealing with your heart this morning, if you have something that's got you burdened down this morning, right now is the time to come and accept that love, that forgiveness, and that peace that passes all understanding right here, right now. And this come to my mind today, one day this week. It says, are you throwing away eternity for this very second? Now, I've seen people stand firm in a pew. I did. I remember they're on the ridge. I was just a little boy, but I remember him sitting there shaking that pew. The Lord was dealing with him to go, and he didn't. And that could be you this morning. Maybe you're not literally standing there shaking the pew, but maybe you're shaking inside of your heart. The Lord's dealing with you, and you reject. Are you throwing away eternity for this very second? I think eternity is way more important than this very second. Today is the day of salvation. Right now is the time to come forth. Nobody here would, and that's a tool of Satan that we would make fun of you or look down our noses at you. You know what? Every Christian in here that's a true born-again Christian has humbled themselves and fell on their face before a God, the creator of all, and couldn't be worried about others making fun of you. So if the Lord's dealing with you this morning and Satan's telling you not to do that, he done that to us too. Come ahead. There's a whole bunch of people in here that love you and I welcome you right in to this local church family. But Jesus would welcome you more into the kingdom of God. Amen. Seek it this morning. The opportunity lies before us right now. As they get a song, they're going to have an overhead for the altar call. I repeat, don't give up eternity for this very second. Accept the Lord this morning. If He's calling on you, respond. Be a doer. Don't be a settler.